Stop Loss allows the military to extend service members' tours of duty beyond their end-of-term service date. Now, the retroactive Stop Loss special pay deadline was extended through December 3rd, but not all service members are applying for this special pay. Bear Hebert is the Acting Director of Officer and Enlisted Personnel Management at DOD, and he joins us now live. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Now, estimates put the number of people who have yet to apply for this retroactive Stop Loss special pay, 80,000 vets, beneficiaries, active duty. They're not applying for this money. It's money on the table. Why aren't they going for it?
Well, there's a number of reasons. We're talking to many of the thousands of individuals that are applying each month, and when they put in their application, many of them said they previously had heard about the program, thought they weren't eligible. Others said they had received the direct mailings from the departments, and whether it's VA or the services, and had simply set it on the aside or set it on the fridge and decided they were going to get back to it later. But as the December 3rd deadline approaches, getting back to it later means getting back to it now. And others are telling us that their friends had called them, that they hadn't heard about it personally. They were busy with their own lives, with school and work and family, and simply hadn't stayed in touch with the military. As you probably know, this special pay was authorized by Congress for anybody who was extended on stop loss beyond their original separation retirement date, dating back to September 11th, 2001, through September 30th of 2009. And so many individuals had been away from the department and many of their military friends for years and simply hadn't stayed in touch and perhaps didn't get some of those notifications. I mean, one of the things that's been very unique about this program is that it is retroactive. As you probably recognize, many of the pays and benefits that the department authorizes is for future service. Congress recognized the sacrifices of the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines that were extended, had to put their lives on hold until their replacements could be trained and prepared for deployment. So this was a different program. And when we did notify many individuals, they simply didn't believe they were eligible. They knew they had served, but if you can imagine someone coming to you and saying, well, your former employer has decided after the fact that you are owed thousands of dollars, and that's essentially what's occurring as we speak.
And I just wanted to make sure of one point that you made and to clarify that. This is also for people that may have had the stop-loss service but have left the military and might be in civilian life for a few years now. They are still eligible.
Exactly. Many of them taken off the uniform and done other things since then. And but yes, they're still eligible. This is for prior service. No strings attached. We don't want to bring them back on active duty or recall them. We simply want to make sure they get this money. I mean, one of the unique items or aspects of this program is everybody has universally pulled together to try and get the word out. I mean, we've had the president with a PSA, the VA has done a direct mailing, the individual services have done direct mailings to the individuals who separated from their services. Just the veteran services organizations are not only getting the word out and spreading the word, but they're also helping members apply. While it's very simple to apply, you simply go online at www.defense.gov/stop-loss, and members are telling us it takes less than a half an hour for them to fill out the application. Some individuals feel that they don't have the documentation ready. They have to go look for it, and so they're waiting to apply. That couldn't be further from the truth. All we want them to do is hit the send button on that application prior to 3 December so they can be eligible. We can work with them, individual counselors from each of the services will work with them to find the right documentation so that they can apply for this program, but that only works if they hit the send button prior to December 3rd.
We're speaking with Bear Hebert. He's Acting Director, Officer, and Enlisted Personnel Management of the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness. And so if people apply right now, could they possibly get that money, say, before Christmas?
Absolutely. As As with anything, it depends. If their documentation is complete, and naturally, as we approach a deadline, we are seeing a spike in applications, individuals who waited to apply. But yes, in many cases, individuals are receiving their checks in mail, or actually the money in their bank accounts, within a few weeks of application.
Now, you were talking about the expiration date, December 3rd. Now, that's because it's part of the continuing resolution that everybody's operating under right now.
Right.
There is a chance, and all bets are off as to whether it'll happen, that during lame duck, Congress may extend that continuing resolution. So will that deadline be extended too?
Well, it has been extended once under the continuing resolution from October 21st to December 3rd. And we are discussing, we have had inquiries from members in Congress asking about the status of the program, mm-hmm. and how many people are left to apply and that sort of thing. So we are discussing with them. But members simply can't count on legislation being passed in time for this. Particularly since all they have to do is get online and hit send or drop us an application in the mail that's postmarked prior to December 3rd.
Okay, so following up on that, one of the challenges that you faced, and we only have about a minute left, but one of the challenges you faced is that there was really no single comprehensive list of who was eligible. You and your group had to come up with a way to find all of these people, reach out to them, and let them know. How did you do that? That sounds like nailing Jell-O to a wall.
Well, as you can imagine, and any time you turn the services loose on a problem, they'll find some creative solutions. We've seen everything from using their last known address that they left with the military years ago and asking whoever was at that residence whether they get left a forwarding number, contacting their emergency service or emergency contacts that they left with the military when they left, so many times family members. But mostly it's been through tell a friend. We have a large extended military family, and we look out for each other, and having those individuals notify anybody that they know that may have served during this time and perhaps were affected by stop loss, to at least ask them whether or not they've applied.
And we've been speaking to Bear Hebert. He is Acting Director of the Office and Enlisted Personnel Management in the Office of Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness. Thank you for getting that word out, and maybe Facebook is your answer.
Oh, we're there also, Facebook and Twitter. So.